This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Sunday, January 12, 2020. I'm Caleb Brown. Unions are supposed to be the advocates for workers. So what happens when unions are effectively preventing public sector employers from doing the same thing? Ken Girardin is a policy analyst at the Empire Center in New York. In Colorado Springs late last year, we talked about how employees and employers understand what they can and can't say to each other.
Unions position themselves as the advocates of workers, right? Like in a workplace, they're your advocate. And it's difficult, based on law, sometimes for an employer to do any advocacy on behalf of their own workers because the union says, no, 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 we got this.
Employers face a very interesting challenge in the public sector in that the laws governing their labor relations are some of the only laws that you can risk breaking just by talking about them. So in New York, for instance, we have a section of state law that says that people have the right to join or not join a public sector union. They have protections from retaliation regardless of their choice. But we have public employers who are afraid to talk about that section of the law for fear of being seen as anti-union and facing charges.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice?
The result is that no one ever tells people that they have the right to choose whether or not to join a union. No one ever explains to them how a union contract works. And they get approached by a union officer at some point, and in some cases pressured to sign a membership card. And they don't think twice about it.
Where does that leave public sector employers who would like to provide any kind of advocacy on behalf of their workers in the area of the law?
Earlier this year, the Empire Center developed a program called Do's and Don'ts, where we developed a guide letting employers know exactly what they can say to their new employees and to their current employees.
So what can't they say?
You can't say you should join this union. You can't say you should not join this union. You can't go and try to intimidate or harass people based on their decision one way or the other.
Okay.
People have a protection against this.
So,
and they should.
To what extent are public sector employers rung up for having gotten close to that but not doing that?
It's interesting. There are very few instances in which public employers have, you know, ever run into trouble for talking too much about contract negotiations or about individuals' rights. There's just this really bad chilling effect around public sector unionization where people fear official sanction and they fear the label of being anti-union. And the losers in that are the workers. The workers are never told that state law protects the right to choose. The workers are never told that the union contract applies to them regardless of whether they join.
So the education effort, that is to say, to counter whatever the claims coming from the union are, have to come from outside the office.
They don't have to. They should come from the employer because the employer is the one who is best suited to communicate the terms and conditions of employment. The employer should be the one saying, this is the state law. These are your rights. These are the facts on the ground. Not loaded statements. These are simple things that have been laid out in New York statute since, some of them since 1967. And we want public employers in New York and elsewhere to feel comfortable talking to their employees about the law because we know that when people are told about these things, they make different choices.
How does that law differ among states?
Other states have these sorts of protections about right to choose. In some cases, it's an unwritten right to choose. But there's nothing wrong with talking to your employees about a term and condition. And that's a legal concept. But you know, if you can't talk to your employees about how much you're going to pay them, or if you're not allowed to talk to your employees about what their benefits are, you don't have a proper working relationship with them. And the rules regarding unionization fall in the same category. They are essential information that employers need to be able to communicate.
So in terms of that chilling effect, this is not a New York only problem. That is the inability of public sector employers to talk to employees about unionization.
It seems to be a problem almost everywhere. Our toolkit posted at dosanddonts.org has sample language that gives employers exact lines that they can lawfully use. We have handouts. We have a poster that people can print out and put on the wall. We have different notifications they can give employers for or employees for different circumstances. And this is something that can be replicated in other states. We want this to be a model for the country.
Ken Girardin is a policy analyst at the Empire Center in New York. We spoke in Colorado Springs in October. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you please and follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.